This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
One day, I'm gonna suck someone's dick for $20.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, Jeremy Person with This Month in Spo Comedy, producer Traz Swartout, and now your hosts, Monica Stutz, and still lamenting his loss in the presidential election, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. Welcome, everybody, to Deese World Studio. Monica's back in the house tonight. Monica,
yo-yo! How are you, dear?
Back from gangbanging in California. She's got her Biggie Smalls sweater on.
Excuse me. I'm wearing flannel. I'm back, dude. I got flannel. I got, boots.
Timberlands. We got Timberlands.
Yeah. No, I got these on Wish. These are, $20. And, this is where I wish I had Timberlands. But I buy too many shoes to invest that much money in one
just
pair.
Go through them too hard. And yeah, welcome back. And we have Traz Swartout in the house. Traz, producing for us again. Thank you, buddy. How are you tonight?
Great. Yeah, what's up, everybody?
How you doing? Here, let's have you get up on that much you can. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Steady. Yeah, I want to be able to hear you. And then Jeremy Person representing Spo Comedy in the house.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad.
Thank you for coming back. You made it this time.
Yes, I did.
Not stiffing us.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
Did you forget or you just don't like us?
I totally forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I don't like you guys.
It's a little of both.
It might be.
It's a small mix of both. It's okay. So we're gonna play the game today, the worst person in the news this month with
taking
Jeremy.
My title back.
That's right. Yeah, Jeremy's looking to reclaim the Hitler trophy. And Traz is going to join us on that one. I've got a couple things. We got a bunch of stuff to do tonight. We're going to do This Month in Spo Comedy. Jeremy's going to tell us about what's going on locally for comedy also. And a little fun game we're going to play later for the... Since when you guys hear this, we will have a new overlord destroying our country.
No matter Trump.
You think it's going to be Trump?
Do you think it's going to be Trump?
I don't know. I'm afraid, though.
I'm afraid either way. I'm not a fan either way. And I don't think we're there yet where a third party vote's gonna make a difference. We're getting closer each time, but I don't think this is the cycle. Another 8 years maybe we might have a chance.
I've had six people on my Facebook write in Marshawn Lynch. What the fuck are you guys doing?
That's
not helping anything.
Right. I think you have to
But think about it. I mean, shorter speeches.
Sure.
I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you for having me here.
It could be worse.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm just happy I'm not worried about it. Just like, I don't feel like it's going to change my
It really won't. It doesn't. Existence. That's the thing. That's the thing. It really doesn't change much. I always say, if you want to affect change, vote for your senators. Like, that's where it really matters.
Yeah, you're, look to your state. Look to your, well, look to your city. Look to what's right in front of you.
Yeah, sure. All right, what's right in front of you? Meth heads.
Yeah. Well, make a change where, you know, start small and then work out from there. Everybody thinks, like, the ninth is the deciding of the decade.
The president's more of a figurehead. Doesn't actually do that much, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to make a difference. Like I said, your senators, maybe your representatives, those people do a lot more for you in putting law into action and things like that.
I think people should be worried more, like, about the laws that they're voting on.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. In their cities, what they're more concerned about.
That's right. Like, I don't want to pay more for parking meters. Yeah. Fuck national health care.
You pay for parking meters?
No, I don't know.
I have so many tickets laying on my floor of my car. It is ridiculous.
You haven't got the boot yet?
Not yet. I got a ticket the other night, and they said my car was a Chrysler. I was kind of offended.
Oh, wait. Well, hey, at least they can't. They're not going to look for a Cadillac.
It's a fucking Escalade. Yeah. It's not a Chrysler.
Yes, I know. Dreams are
not even the right company. It's not even, they didn't even get GMC right. They just went to the wrong company in general.
Stupid.
Idiots. Fucking downtown. So now we're going to get into a couple things. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. First of all, I had a little jaunt to Missoula over the week since last we were here.
Yeah.
I did a little stand up set, which was fun. First time in a long time.
What were these jokes that you said went well? Because I'm like, no, you don't even have to tell the joke. Just tell me what, like, line of joke they were at.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, my best
like,
joke.
Like, were you racist, homophobic?
All of the above.
Okay.
No, I made racist jokes, but only against Mexicans, which I'm allowed to do.
Yeah.
You're too white, though. I didn't know you were Mexican for, like,
it's my
at
last,
least a month.
Yeah, it's Montana. Yeah,
you know, pretty dark from Montana.
Tony Danza's Mexican. Yeah. I have a good abortion joke that landed biggest in the crowd.
No, you did not.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course I did. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Did you open with that?
No.
abortion joke in Montana.
Hi guys, my name's Deuce.
It was right in the middle. And this one girl, like, she was like falling out of her chair laughing. She, and I felt really.
Did you
I,
fuck
like,
her?
No, okay. I didn't fuck her. But she was actually, she went on a couple
just
before
abortion,
me.
Abortion, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, she'll scrape that shit out.
Yeah. Dear God. Please save me from this episode.
But I had one comic get mad. One guy got mad about a joke I made. I just have this stupid non sequitur joke I say at the end that is completely unrelated to the rest of my set. And he got mad and had to bring it up on stage when he went up, which I thought was funny, which to me was like still a win, right? Like, dude, and I asked him because it has to do with, we'll say, mass shootings in my joke. And I'm like,
classic.
Like, you're mad about that, but you're okay with the abortion jokes. I'm like, you're kind of cherry picking what you're going to be upset about at this point, right? Like, this is comedy. You can't pick and choose like that.
A comedian should respect freedom of speech. If anybody should.
Absolutely.
Like, fuck that guy. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Well, let's find him on Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
My
buddy in Montana
always
knows
the comedian thing that everybody's across the board, but everybody has to stand up for something if they
you
do.
Can't,
no,
it,
you can't
say some things and then act like you're offended by other things that personally offend you. Like,
yeah, because what you're saying could offend someone. So how come what you're saying is okay that you offend those people, but if someone says something that offends you, that's not okay.
Exactly.
Did, like, you hear him say something offensive then?
He went on a long political tirade that would have been very offensive to probably conservative people and religious people. So, like, why is that okay? You can offend those people, but you can't offend people who over
fucking
here, like,
liberals.
It's fucking, it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
I don't get that. That's a, you know, one of the best things about it was after the show, I went to this brewery across the street and had a beer, and I'm sitting there talking to this guy who's just happened to be a dishwasher there, and, you know, talking about what I'm doing and what I'm doing in town. And he goes, oh, and I tell him I do a podcast. He's like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? And I hand him one of my business cards, you know, and he goes, I listen to this show. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I listen to this podcast. I'm like, oh, well, that's That's me. Like, I'm the guy on the logo. I'm Deez.
I was in Montana the other month, too. Maybe it was me.
Maybe it was you. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it was
so,
you.
But did you fuck him?
I did. Just mouth stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. I sucked his dick, is what nice. I'm saying. No, he... But I'm like, no shit. He goes, yeah. He goes, one of my buddies who's a home brewer got turned onto the show because of your Beer of the Week segment you did. And then I started
listening
to it.
Speaking of which, you have no beer in the fridge.
I know. I've been drinking. I know. I'll get back to it. I know. I'll start being a raging alcoholic again soon.
That would be great.
Cause is it just because you just got back from Montana? So it's a dry house.
Yeah. I did have a couple beers. I've got some grass cut flavored vodka up there. Or fresh cut grass vodka. But I was just surprised. I'm so blown away because I just assume no one is interested in anything I do ever. So when I meet people, especially someone I don't know or never met, and then his buddy who, because I asked him his name, it's Missoula. I know half of Missoula. I'm like, what's your buddy's name? Didn't know that guy either. So I'm like, how the fuck did they find this show?
It was me.
You know, to be fair, last May I did go do a brewery interview at Min Missoula, so they could have been for fans of the brewery or whatever, but it's just so interesting to go different places, another whole nother state, and meet someone randomly at a bar at 12 p.m. and he's like, oh yeah, I listen to your show. Like, how the fuck does that? I don't know. Felt good though.
Well, that felt good.
I'm glad that dishwasher made you feel good.
Dishwasher made me feel good
in Missoula.
He asked me when I was going to get rid of that annoying blonde.
No, he did not. Like
that that cunt. So
I heard it. I was there for that.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Game out and play.
Well.
Try and kick me out.
What?
See what happens.
No.
I'm obviously the toughest one in the room.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah. Are we about to mode wrestle?
Let me see if I have my medical card on me.
You're not going to need your medical card when you're dead.
Oh.
Oh, well.
No, but he didn't like you, he said.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
And I bet people just think I'm a cunt.
that's and people do. People do.
No.
Yeah.
They argue.
Two states over.
It's because you're a Trump supporter.
Grab life by the pussy. I don't know. I don't support anybody. I govern myself.
Yeah. But so it was a good trip. It was good to do some stand-up for the first time in a long time. It was fine. I still don't love it. Like, I'll never love it.
Hashtag awkward.
No, it's not awkward. I just don't. It doesn't. Like, I literally nothing moves my needle. So, like. Nothing makes me like, this is amazing. It's just like, okay, I did that.
Maybe you need better jokes.
No, it doesn't matter how good the jokes are. Like, nothing, there's nothing I do that ever in like skydiving and things. Like, I don't have a needle where I'm like, this is
I know,
fucking
you're very
exciting.
Just,
yeah, I'm pretty, I don't.
Like, you'd probably pass like
a lie detector test.
A lie detector test, yeah, because totally they'd be right. Like, oh, he has no fluctuations. Because
right. He has no heartbeat.
He has no soul.
No
he
emotions.
He is a soulless. Yeah. Wonder.
Right. So
probably why you're single too.
That's
has bad choices in sporting teams.
Oh really?
That too.
Don't be mad. Who's your fucking sports teams? The 49ers and
the Celtics.
Oh, okay.
People with
hold on.
People you're with gonna, heart, with the, people with class.
Ride, you're gonna ride Boston Dick. You've never even been west of or east of the Continental Divide. I grew up in LA. Okay, like yeah, I can be a Lakers fan.
You only like them because
name three people who've played on the Boston Celtics.
Allen
who?
Allen, Jeffrey.
Allen Rickman.
DeAndre.
Jamarcus.
Pierce. Rondo.
Can you name their any first names?
Yes, if I hadn't had five glasses of wine before I came here.
What? Okay, name any.
Rajon Rondo. Pierce. Garnett. Allen. If I could think of. Okay.
She didn't miss. She didn't say the best one.
No shit.
The man.
Oh, the reason why I Larry Bird, like the reason why I started, the reason why I started watching.
Who's the man for the Celtics?
My favorite was always Rajon Rondo.
No, the man Larry who won Bird. the man who won 11 titles in the NBA.
Maybe
the man,
he didn't mean he was my favorite. I started watching Larry Bird when I was playing basketball, mm-hmm. when I was center, when All I right. was in the eighth grade.
All right. Well, Bill Russell.
Well, I'm not
championship trophy is
I'm
named
so
after.
Sorry that I don't care
best
about him.
Ginger
he's not
to ever play basketball.
I don't like. I mean, I like gingers.
The
I'm a ginger.
No, but
you
that's
kind of creepy. Looked at
no,
me.
I know, I know. You, that, you yeah. looked at me like a creepy little ginger. Yeah. that's not you don't know me.
All right. Well, you know what? I know that I grew up in L.A. and I have a reason to like the Lakers, not these motherfuckers who ride dick on some team they just pick out of nowhere. Those are my team. I grew up there with them. So I have a right to like that team. And everyone who talks shit about how bad they are, how many fucking championships does your team have, everyone? Probably not
that's
as
not
much
my
as the
problem.
Lakers.
I just like a team that has a little more class. Like you usually
a little
like,
more class.
Yeah, like the teams that you like. They're
do you know how many people?
Larry Bird was one of the biggest shit talkers.
Paul, it doesn't. Paul, yeah, but Paul he, yeah, but he wasn't. Yeah, but he wasn't a freaking husband cheater.
Yeah.
Well, no, I
and
don't
he wasn't
he had
a douchebag.
Paul Pierce used to get in knife fights for
yeah,
fun, right?
Right. Paul Pierce.
That was very casual. It was a very casual knife fight. That wasn't like you can't really go into that knife fight. That was very just like coincidental. Like
it's coincidental that we both happen to be knife fighting right now at the same place, same time. Look, how would I? I would have never guessed that both of us would have a knife, be stabbing each other. Where how did we? I mean, really, what are the odds?
Yes.
Well, I'm Irish. That's the reason why I like the Boston Celtics and okay. I like the Red Sox. It's something that I like a culture that I kind of grew up with, not just an area that I lived in. I didn't even grow up in San Francisco. I liked them because of the team, because of my dad. So, I mean, everybody has a reason for theirs.
Yeah.
I just think that you like douchebag teams and that's just okay. Like
what are your other teams?
The Raiders.
The Raiders?
Yeah. No, fuck you.
Yeah. He's a Raiders
again,
Lakers fan. It's
I grew
like
up in LA.
You are literally the walking douchebag. Like
oh really?
Yes.
Fucking Boston
yes.
fans.
You
are you
can't
kidding
say
me? The Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride dick for this team that's mediocre forever.
They're not mediocre forever. They're always good.
They're
always
not
good.
Are you fucking kidding
but
me?
They have a lot of nostalgia.
Oh, they have a lot of nostalgia. What do they think wistfully back of doing meth in the 80s to trying to hit fastballs
like
of Nolan
rocker.
Ryan?
You're a rocker. Keep riding your freaking your LA train.
Okay.
Whatever.
I will.
All right,
girls.
Yeah, go Hood.
Hey,
go Hood.
Talk about read a Betty Crocker cookbook. Stay out of ESPN for the ladies.
Is that like a female? Did you just really right now? I don't read cookbooks. I write my own recipes. Suck my dick.
Recipe a disaster.
I ain't making you food no more.
I don't remember the last time you did.
I bring you sweets and you don't like sweets.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
Sorry you don't like cupcakes because you're a fucking terrorist.
Thanks for... Hey, I brought you this food I know you don't like.
Because you're a Laker-loving, Raider-loving, terrorist-loving motherfucker.
You're a dick because you don't eat it.
You are a dick. If you bring somebody a cupcake, you fucking eat it.
Oh, okay.
It's called hospitality.
Hey, look. Listen. I bought you an all-expenses-paid trip to Guantanamo Bay. You're a dick for not wanting to go.
Did you? Because I didn't get that ticket.
No, you might soon. Which way, just as long as you know which way Mecca is, you'll be fine.
Are the boys attractive?
if you like beards and rape, well, then you should be just fine.
Where do I sign up for this?
Everybody likes to have an imagination.
So, all right. So.
Good talk.
But Missoula was fun.
It is so. Fun, isn't it?
That was quite the tangent.
Yeah. How was everyone's Halloween, by the way?
It was good. I was in California.
Yeah? What'd you dress up as?
Send a fucking ruler.
What, like, was that your specific?
Basic.
Did you not see pictures?
Oh, no, I did.
Do you not like pictures?
I always like your pictures.
Avi. So
don't you
ask
notice
me
I
what
like
I
your pictures?
Yeah, so don't ask Fuck. Me what I am.
I don't fucking remember things. Christ, I
didn't even see him.
Yeah.
We're friends on Facebook, right?
We are.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of them.
I was Cinderella.
I actually unfollowed her.
Because
did you?
Yeah.
I probably did too.
It's adorable. And I got to, yeah, I was down in Fullerton, and my girlfriend was dressing up as Snow White, and I was like, girl, I'm on it.
Cinderella.
And, dude, coupled 33-year-olds rocking around like Disney princesses.
They probably thought you just got off from Disneyland.
They did. We like we took the train from Anaheim. Fullerton's, we're here for the potty.
Fullerton's not far from Disneyland.
It isn't. So, you can take the train right off, get off in the back of sidebar.
It's all on Catella right there. It goes straight down to Catella.
Yes, doll.
So, Traz, what'd you dress up as? What'd you do?
I dressed up as a cabana boy, and it's because I was serving at the piano bar on the weekend.
Serving that dick.
So what were you wearing?
Serving that dick up to the ladies.
Yes, where was I?
With a couple of cocktails. what did you just ask me?
What were you wearing?
It's a really wacky outfit. It's like a swimsuit tuxedo, if that makes any sense. Yeah, it's got like it's like red. It's got a bunch of like little surfer dudes on it.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
So were you like feeding people grapes and fanning them?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of coconut oil rubbed down.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's my dream also.
Why can't I be in two places at one time?
Well, you have to come into the piano bar some next Halloween. I'll dress up
next
again.
Halloween.
We ain't wait till next Halloween. I got $200 next Friday.
Jeremy, what'd you do? You had to take your kids out, or what?
Yeah,
you?
I took my kids out.
Yeah,
I didn't dress up as anything.
No,
but I've been eating their candy,
jacking that stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I need to go see a dentist. It's getting bad. They got so much candy.
Did you take them to another neighbor? You bust into a better neighborhood?
We went up to South Hill up above 61st and got the full-size candy bars.
Nice. Get that good shit.
I had to do it.
I like how people drive to like the other places so that they get...
I feel like you should have to stay in your zip code. That should be a law. Like fucking...
They would be kidnapped in a matter of seconds in this neighborhood.
I felt bad because I was actually recording a podcast that night and I had to leave the light on. So a guest knew where the house was, and then kids kept coming to the door, and I'm like, "Well, fuck! Like, I don't know what to, like, you beat it, kids."
Aww.
So I just put a picture of a registered sex offender on the door, and then
sounds about right.
I went to a little Halloween shindig that some of our friends put on. Jeremy knows them.
Casey and Dan.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that I missed that.
It was a fun little get together. I think I told Jeremy this story, but the highlight of my evening was this girl kind of like attached to my hip at one point, just like as soon as I got there. I never met her before. And she was fucking, I just wanted to hang out and like mingle with some of my friends and talk to some other comedy people and just fucking relax, you know? And she just, I didn't know who she was, and she just wanted to talk and like attach. I'm like, I'm not going home with you, girl. Like, I'm fucking going, I gotta work tomorrow. I'm going home alone. I'm good.
Was she hot? Like, was she
fat?
No,
I mean, she was okay.
She was fat, wasn't she?
She's a little chubby. That's okay, though. Wouldn't say no. fucking definitely done worse.
Oh, yeah. No.
I've done worse this week. But so she's just following me around. At one point, we're at the refreshments table, and she grabs this cookie off this plate and just starts mowing down on it, just going to town on it. And she's almost done with it. I'm like, whoa, like, take it easy there. Slow down. She goes, what? And I'm like, oh, that's one of their super potent pot cookies they make every year. Yeah, they make them every year. Like, they'll kick your ass. Like, I won't even touch them. They're crazy. And she just, like, freaks out. She's like, what? She goes, I don't do the pot. I don't do well on the pot. She kept calling it the pot, which I thought was hilarious. And I'm like, oh, well, you're about to go on a wild adventure, my friend, because that stuff will not, I mean, they get like, you know, like the shit that'll just take you to another world. And she's just starts going, oh my God, she's freaking out. She's like, what am I going to do? Okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And she's like trying to talk to me still. And I just go, what? And she replies, she's like, what? And keeps talking. I go, what are you saying? And she's just talking normally, but I'm like, why are you whispering? And she goes, I'm not.
Why are you fucking with this girl?
And she goes, I'm not whispering. I'm like, yeah, you are. You're fucking being weird right now. And she's like, am I whispering? Oh, my God. So this the rest of the night, I made up my mission to just fuck with her and make her think she was freaking out. Like psychological warfare. I just wanted to make her trip out in her own head. It was great. It was the best part of my night, really. It was the highlight of maybe my year.
He was so proud of himself,
dude.
He sent me a
message
in the
morning
about it.
I'm like, you're such a dick. I would totally be like, I'm not good on the pot right now.
It was
great. Can you help me?
Oh.
How rude.
I loved it. It was so much fun.
So decent of you.
If you're going to spend
so despicable.
That's right. if you're going to follow me around, don't expect, eventually I'm just going to start fucking with you to entertain myself. Like, if I can't, if you're going to keep me from being entertained with people I know, then I'm going to entertain myself by just fucking with your head. It was pretty great. So
she liked you.
She did. She did. I think she did. But I, it was not, reciprocated. I did not acquiesce. Yeah. So
this is like very wah-wah. Anyways, yeah, next.
So, all right. Yeah, so Halloween is fun. Off to the next holiday, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Who are you gonna fucking tranquilize with their turkey this year, fucking?
Oh,
meanie.
Yeah, I'll probably the hottest girl I can find. Some roofie turkey.
Sprinkle are you roofies. Feeling tired? It's just the turkey.
It's just my turkey going in your stuffing.
Goes the other way, darling.
Yeah, well, you know. And depends on what happens. Shit gets weird sometimes.
Yeah.
The all right. Well, let's why don't we let's get into let's do some this month in Spoke Comedy. Jeremy, what's going on with Spoke Comedy and all the funny stuff in Spokane this month?
Well, this month we lost the what was it? The the reserve.
Yeah, well,
that's gone.
I wouldn't say we lost it. I just say we're not there anymore.
It's dead.
We didn't lose it.
That's like they closed for business, or you guys just don't
lose.
It's dead to me.
It is dead. But we didn't. We didn't lose anything. We just stopped being there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That show.
It's not a loss.
Ceased to exist.
Yeah.
So we freed up some time.
Yeah. I think it was. I think we got the best part of that.
Oh, so I can do like a little sideshow, like freaking Broadway, like kicking
for everyone. Monica is doing her best John Travolta Saturday Night Live fever.
Well, I've always wanted like a, you know, like just Jack. Like
fucking jazz hands.
Like having like a one woman show where I'm just like, hey,
Monica. All right, are you doing Cosby impressions too in this show?
Yeah.
I will get you a stage if you will do a one woman show. I will guarantee you a stage.
I know.
Stage
I kind of want 10 minutes. And I just want to see what I can
make that happen.
Do with it.
Yeah,
I know. I thought about it. I've thought about it.
Okay.
But anyways, so. Let's see. We got Tuesdays are the Observatory stand-up showdown. Sign-ups are at 7:30. This week there is none due to the elections.
Oh, okay.
I guess they're canceling that.
All right.
Because the world's ending.
Yes. So hopefully next Tuesday.
We'll be in Canada.
We'll see. Wednesday is Spokane Comedy Club. Sign-ups at 7. Got to come out and support this one. Definitely.
Everyone within the earshot of this, if you live in Spokane or the area, definitely check out the Spokane Comedy Club on Wednesdays. You have great local talent. New guys coming all the time, but there's a lot of talented guys who are there, every guys and gals, every week. We're trying to keep these people, you know, they need a crowd, that you know, and you need to see them perform. Watching people work out their material is one of the best things you can do. It's a great night.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to come on Wednesday.
Yes.
You are?
I'm coming.
You better, because we never see you out at any of the shows.
I've been doing this thing where I don't go out in town, and I just go out outside of town.
She doesn't want to embarrass herself in front of people.
Yeah, because I'm like, I like to, I either go hard or I go hard.
I saw some of the little white gangsters that you were hanging out with on Facebook. I did see that.
My little white gangsters. Shout out to my little white gangsters.
They were pretty impressive. I didn't know they made those still. But let's see. So we got Thursday is district signups at 8, and following that is Nito right across the street. Signups about 9:45, and then Friday is Chan's at 7:30, and then November 20th is the drinking debate.
That's right.
Yes.
That's going to be a big, big
show. I'm
going
to go to that, too.
Yes.
Guys versus girls.
That's why I'm going.
Besties versus testies?
Besties versus testies.
No, breasties, not besties.
No, it's besties.
I thought it was breasties.
No, we had to keep it PG. I'm just joking.
Testies is way more or less PG.
That is a medical term.
Testies
okay.
is.
So that's is breast.
Breasties,
but breasties.
Yeah, no, so that's makes it. Let's keep it on the up. And this is
she's right because testicle.
This is a quality show.
Holy Testicle Monday. This is
Holy Testicle.
Yeah, okay. I get where she's coming from.
So, yeah, Drinking Debate's going to be good. Find myself and Nick Cavassi hosting the show. Some great comedians. And if you haven't been listening to the Drinking Debate podcast...
Fuck you.
It's a, yeah, exactly. Go fuck yourself. You should be. New episodes every Tuesday. Great chance to
hear. Should hide a code word in the next Drinking Debate one. And if people say that word, they can get in for free.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Something like that.
I do like a code word.
Okay, yeah. I do. Yeah. Like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes. Like, such a good movie.
Or New England clam chowder. Yeah.
Is that the red or the white?
The white.
I actually mixed red and white clam chowder together today.
That's
oh, God,
fabulous.
You don't mix the streams.
How I can't eat seafood. I can't do seafood.
What? No?
Absolutely phenomenal.
I'm like, a seafood connoisseur.
It was like the fry sauce of clam chowder.
Yeah. It is. When I was in Fresno, I had a red chowder, a white chowder, and a clear chowder where it was broth, seafood.
Hold on. The clear chowder?
Whoa. Yeah.
I think that's...
it was a surprise chowder. Yeah.
Definitely. No. You definitely ate semen.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the first time. So don't write that down. I hate when you guys just pick your pens
sound
up.
Sound clip.
Why do you guys pick your pens up? God. Here in the studio, I'm just a fucking walking sound bite.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyways.
Fucking semen eater.
When you semen, you eat her?
What? I don't know.
What?
Right. Just play on words.
I don't understand.
Anyways.
It.
All right.
You mix the chowders.
Mix the chowders. Where'd you find chowder?
At the gas station convenience store.
Oh, that's fuck. Oh, man.
No, that was a white chowder and that was a red chowder either.
It was rolling the dice, but it was worth it.
Yeah, that's homeless.
Well, you're alive. Plasma. That's good.
Yeah, it was actually Progresso, you know, corporate chowder. It was like a dollar a can.
Oh, okay. It wasn't
that's
like.
That's pretty good for gas station.
Yeah, it was. I thought you were.
Right. That's what
I thought.
I thought
it wasn't like
was
a
stoked,
rotating
yeah.
wiener of chowder.
That's cheaper than Walmart.
Exactly. It was just like two of the like soup warmer chowders that have been there for a week. No, that'd right. be
No seafood for you, Jeremy?
I can't even walk through the seafood
Not
section
at, all.
At the grocery store without holding my breath.
I've
almost died
boner.
Like three times this week.
Wow.
I can't stand it.
I love some
I can't do
depends
fish.
On what it is. I love good seafood. But all right. Well.
Oh, hell no. But anyways, all the right.
bait's
$10 for pre-sales. What is it at the door?
16
again?
At
16
the door.
At the door.
Yeah.
So yeah, and go to SpokaneComedyClub.com to get tickets. Buy them now.
Or you can message us. We can get you some tickets too. Or buy them online, whatever you need to do. But if you need tickets, go to SpokaneComedyClub.com or hit us up.
Or find any of the comics on any of the teams.
Yes. Yeah. If you go to Spoke Comedy, that's SpokeOmedy on Facebook, and
Instagram.
You can see. Yep. Yeah. Find all the comedians and hit them up. Get some tickets. Help them out. Go see the show.
Definitely. I'm excited for the show.
No.
It's
going to
be fun. It's going to be a good one.
These teams are really
Is Mika?
Mika is on a team. She's on Bomb the Everglades.
Yeah,
Mika, Brandy, and Jessica.
Yeah. I think there's a dark horse that's going to emerge out of this.
I think there might be. I think we might have a monster.
Are you the dark horse?
No. I've got my money on one of the teams who I think might dethrone Human Garbage.
Who do you think?
I think Fallopian Noobs might be a fucking shockingly
I think
good.
So too. I'm excited to see. It's we have Melissa Rice on there who we've never really seen before. But she's trained in, I believe, improv and acting.
Yeah, she is a classically trained actress. And does improv really, really good.
So she's going to be, in theory, on paper,
right.
She's a strong candidate. And then she's with Mara and
Mara always kills.
Mara is hilarious. And then Hannah Tilly.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how she does.
I think Hannah, Melissa's the wild card in that one because improv people, it's hit and miss with them if they kill it because they're more into like a long form monologue of comedy than beats jokes because you have to make a certain amount of jokes land in your time. Instead of just telling this long story and trying to like, and there's no teammates to play off of really. So Melissa is a wild card. I think Hannah's going to do surprisingly well. At least I hope so. But I have faith in her. I think she's quick witted.
Everybody loves her. So
oh yeah,
she can't do too bad.
Yeah,
she can't fail.
And she gets them on stage and puts it out there. So hopefully she. I don't know. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a great show. I think this one is gonna be one of the best ones we've had in a long time. It seems like the last few months everyone keeps saying that every show is the best one yet. Yeah. So that's encouraging. I think they do keep getting better and more solid.
Or maybe it's just there's such a time span. They forgot the about shows them. That yeah. they forgot how fun the last one was.
That's yeah. They're actually getting progressively worse. They're really yeah, like yeah. we
it's
should
going
just
downhill. Like, we should just stop.
Yeah, we quit while we're ahead.
And man, I forget the Tacoma one starts up in January too. So
is that when they're? Okay.
I believe the first one's in January. I'll have to confirm the date, but so yeah, we're going to be sending a team over there to Tacoma, and I believe there's going to be a Tacoma team joining us monthly.
Perfect.
Here in Spokane, so that's going to get really interesting.
It'll be exciting to get
some
new talent.
Comics over there.
I think luckily this is something our comics are honed at. I think it's their baby, and I think they're going to be surprised at how sharp these guys are at the debates. So. So come out to that. It's going to be a good show. We've got contributor for the Social Hour, Monica, one of Monica's fill-ins for the news. Connie Hansen is going to be a judge. Steve Wells and Dan Dvorak, owners of Black Label Brewing, home of the Despicable Porter, are going to be judging. And also comedian Will Gilman and host of The Hustle.
Isn't Harry taking Will's place?
I think Harry said he'd let – not this time.
Oh, okay.
I think
that's
Will's,
right, because we already said – okay.
Yeah. So – and Will is also the host of The Hustle podcast with Adam Tucker and Travis Powell, which you can find on our home, pantspending.com. So go check out that show too. All right. Well, that's this month in Spoke Comedy.
Yes.
And – since we have Jeremy here, we're going to get into the game, nice. Which I still haven't created an intro for. We still haven't landed on a official name. I feel like worst person in the news this month is really wordy, but that's just what we're using for now. Cause Monica doesn't want to call it Who's Going to Hell. I think I'm going to make an intro that's calling it
maybe we should decide. I would like to be a part of this.
Who's going to Hades?
So I can be like,
who's not going to heaven? What if we called it that?
Who's not going to be hanging out with me?
Who's not?
eating candy and sipping champagne.
All right.
Wearing white.
So we will.
Where is this candy? And
some people are so delusional.
What if they don't want to hang out with you anyway?
They do.
I know. I'm sure they do. Who doesn't?
Obby.
You're such a doll. All right. So, Monica, why don't you... Well, let's hold on. Let's cue the music. Oh, ooh, no. Wait, hold on. That's not the right music. No, I fucked it up.
Damn it.
God damn it.
Gosh dang it.
Gosh dang it. Oh, hold on. Somebody talk about something.
What?
Would you like me to do the Monica's Munchies? Or do we want to wait?
Actually... maybe. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do some Monica's Munchies, and we will then I'm gonna find this music and then we'll get into that. So let's do Monica's Munchies. Monica, where'd you eat this week?
Chichita. Now it's time for Monica's Munchies.
This one is new on the South Hill. It's called South Hill Grill. It's my new fave spot, obviously, because I work up there. And I love good, classic country food. I can just handle, you know, like a simple menu, but like a large menu and do things well. It is located at 2808 East 29th Avenue. I got to have one of my favorites that I never order this because I feel so gluttonous in ordering it, but country fried steak. But like I can't order it. I like wait for a guy to order it somewhere within my vicinity where I invite somebody who I think would order it so that I can have some.
Okay,
you can go with me because like I literally can't order it. I've never ordered it, but
you've never ordered chicken fried steak?
No, I refuse to order it.
It's my favorite breakfast.
Like
food.
It's I love it, but I never order. I just order scrambled eggs. Maybe some bacon, maybe some sausage, whatever side. But I try not to be the girl ordering the country fried steak. Yeah. But I make sure somebody else orders it so I can have a nibble and know. And I don't like do biscuits and gravy or anything like that. I just like I don't like I literally need a nap if I eat that. if I have.
It's worth it. Worth a nap.
Right. It's like, it I, yeah, but horrible. Then I wouldn't. But I wouldn't
chicken
wake up.
Chicken fried steak and a nap.
Oh, oh God.
I know. See, but that's such a guy thing. That's why, like, I. Day. But I thrive for a guy doing that, so that I can take part in a little piece of it.
What's your usual go-to breakfast?
Yeah, I do. I always do scrambled eggs with cheese, a lot of meat. And like jalapenos, I like a lot of meat in whatever I'm doing, and like so, and it has to be spicy. And then a side of, I usually like hash browns. I like sourdough toast. And then if they have really good sausage or bacon, and so that's always my go-to. I try and do like a full proteiny thing. And I've never ordered. Some clear chowder. Never do French toast. Never do pancakes. Never do anything besides that. But I love it when people order this stuff so I can try it, because it's just totally not in my repertoire. But they do all of their own gravies, so they do biscuits and gravy. They do country fried steak. And they like to do signature stuff, and they've done a lot of cute names with, like, South Hill names. I didn't get to pull up the cocktail menu, but they're doing a play, and they're trying to really represent the South Hill, continue it to lunch and to dinner.
It's called, like, like snooty French toast.
Yeah.
It's not – don't like, get like that, Mr. Northside Mexican. Like, let's not
better
go
than
there.
You ale.
Yeah, like – why
South
you guys going
to
be like that?
Why
you, it's just – an area
like Manitou.
So
yeah, like they just do a play on cocktails with, like, yeah, like a Manitou.
Is this just
something.
A breakfast place or all day?
No,
place?
They do. It's an all day, and it's locally owned. Of course, that's why we do it, because we like to support local. And I had originally met. There's two different owners. I think they had done something in town before, but there's a high demand now for people that do brunch and do day food well, because food is just excelling in itself here in Spokane. But doing,
unlike in South Africa.
We're not comparing. Sir. Wait, where do you go with that? Like, what just happened right now?
He's hitting the awkward silence moment. It's perfect today.
Is it just because you got off your comedy train? No. Is this like your abortion stuff?
No.
Why you gotta fuck with my segment?
No, go for it. I'm listening.
Well, sometimes I just cut out my segment.
So do I.
That was so sad. I can't believe you said that. How rude. Anyways.
Remember when I said I don't edit the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out.
Turns out you do.
Surprise.
Whatever, mofucka. Anyways, they do carry it on. Today, they're having a pan-seared chicken butternut squash risotto with asparagus and crispy sage is their special. Some desserts that they have going on. They're trying to really, the Green Bay omelet. And
okay.
They're
that's
trying
local, right?
Yeah. Well,
Green Bay.
Green Bay's local. That's pretty local.
No, they're just trying to, you know, make people happy, make people locally happy. If you're supporting a team, if there's a certain kind of food that you're wanting to, they're able to. It's not like I work at a restaurant where the menu you get every day is the fucking menu you get.
Right.
And my head chef is an amazing chef, and he hates it. He doesn't get a fresh sheet every day, and it makes him not feel like a chef. So when you get to go to a restaurant and every single day you can be like, let's just scratch the whole freaking menu and write a new menu, and they can do that there.
That's
and
awesome.
They do it well, and everybody in the kitchen is classically trained, and they love what they're doing, and they're making great food, and the South Hill is very family or whoever oriented, whatever your family is that would go there. And so you can really enjoy yourself and have a great meal. So.
Well, I want to try it out.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I
like
feel like I always encourage that we should go eat together
so that
you can bitch and I can.
Where is it? I know you said on 29th.
No, I like good food.
Late
I like
nights.
The most places late you go, I
would know.
Like.
So I just want you to go with me.
It's just time. I'm so fucking busy is all. But
well, we all are.
Yeah.
What was the address again?
2808 East 29th.
What is it by?
It's over by the Trader Joe's. It's in that shopping center right there.
Okay.
So I mean, it's easy to get there, and it's right, centrally located.
Centrally located on the South Hill.
Well, for me,
I know.
Well,
for you,
well, it actually
yeah,
it's
you.
Just it's one of the
well,
quickest
for you,
routes.
For work, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just like a lot of places are hard to get to, but I feel like if you exit Freya, and getting to 29th is just one of the easiest places. From I live on Sullivan and Sprague, and it takes me 12 minutes to get there.
Sure, yeah.
And so it's just literally one of those places that you can make it direct.
Do you live in the apartments right behind there?
The Reserves.
Okay. No, she lives at the Reserves in the Valley.
Yeah. No, I used to live in. What are those apartments right there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I tried to live in the
Aspen Village.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. So
the ghetto ones. There's nicer ones around there. I lived in the ghetto.
I'll be moving into my house at the end of the month, though.
Nice.
Finally, good.
I know.
Housewarming party.
As soon as I get. Oh, it's happening.
All right.
But yeah.
What do you give it on the munchie meter?
I give it like I don't. I mean, I've never given a 10 because I'm waiting. But I'm
saving yourself for marriage.
Like I really want to be like, yeah, like I want to marry that restaurant. But so I'm going to give it like a 9.7 because I really love it. It has there's so much heart and love and love in the food, and you get it when you're in there, and when you meet the guys that are back there and everybody that works there, you'll understand where I'm getting at.
Okay, all right, well, we'll have to try it out. I look forward to it.
Perfect.
We'll do a social hour meeting there one time.
Sounds good.
You just
eat and then a nap.
And a nap. All right.
Because I'll be eating your fried steak.
All right. Now, it's time
to update your iTunes.
To update my iTunes. It always is. Every other day.
Right.
It's just fucking annoying me. Stop. I don't want to. I iTunes is fine. All right.
Well, it keeps telling me to update my password. I'm like, no, it's I've just remembered that one.
I hate that.
Oh, you know what I did? I think I even opened the wrong one.
Well, and you know what it was? Is now that you have to have a capital, numbers, and a symbol.
Yeah.
So now I went across the board and I changed them all. And so when they tell me to change it from that, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, knock that shit off.
We should be locked up in the capital, the number, and the punctuation. Let's be good.
Right. And you got to put like a, you know, something from the periodic table in there or some shit. Like the symbol for
boron. Start to breathe into it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Let's play the game. The who's not going to heaven. Monica?
Why don't you lead us off? Because I think I'll be the lightest.
Probably.
All right. A 7-year-old boy was punched in the stomach inside school.
Was he pregnant?
By his classmate's parent.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, all right. That just got worse.
Man, I would kill a motherfucker. Yeah,
I know.
My kid.
I know. I'd be like, oh, we go play like that.
Was the kid talking
shit?
And
this was in Washington, D.C. A second grader in Washington, D.C. is punched in the stomach by a classmate's father. The incident was caught on surveillance camera. John McLean, age 7, says he was playing in the hallway with his friend at Kip DC Spring Academy when his friend's father walked up to him and punched him. The boy was hit so hard, he fell to the ground.
He's in between Die Hard movies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
This is like some sort of crazy future backstory. Tom punched John McLean in the stomach.
Where's Bruce Willis when you
need
him?
So hard that he fell over. How hard do you have to hit a 7-year-old?
I know. Right. Like, you could, like...
I could knock a 7-year-old over, and I'm about the same size.
But who even whacks that, you know, where you're just like, hey, kid.
Yeah.
Why did he punch him?
They have not gotten, they didn't even state the reason. They just said that the kids had.
His name was John McLean.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, McLean.
Kid probably
McLean,
told him to put out his cigarette or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, faggot.
popped him right in one.
Basically, the mom says, I don't know why he would have done this. Quote, you don't bully a child. You don't torment a child. I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to none of your kids. I'll feel
New aspect of the story.
this guy kind of racist.
Washington, D.C.
Right.
Oh, majority black people, right?
Baltimore, huh? Weird.
I don't think it went racist. Y'all went racist.
Really?
Do you want to read that line again? That's how I would say it.
Okay.
I just said how I would have said it.
What was the mother's name?
Lena McLean.
Lena McLean. Okay.
So, a police report was filed. There is an investigation. The parent in the video has not been arrested.
Really?
Wow.
I don't have the follow-up. I mean, this is
obviously... there's a couple of kids that go to my kid's school that I would love to fucking punch.
Sure.
But...
If you could get away with it, would you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It was, because it was found out because the situation happened, and then she requested the video from... And so they have the video from... It's in the hallway.
Do you think the police are in D.C. are just too busy trying not to get shot?
Yeah.
They're like, fuck it, dude. Who cares? Punch a kid?
They're like, I feel like there's a lot of other stuff going on.
In the,
they could be on one side of the law.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's loading stupid
what
peppermint stick mocha latte stuff.
What are you doing?
I was going to show you the video of when it happened.
Oh, nice. We get to see this? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. World star.
Oh, we
hip-hop.
Get to watch a kid get punched.
World star!
Hold on. Well, that happened in Washington, D.C., and a mother there is furious. The incident was caught on school surveillance cameras inside the campus.
Lena McLean says she demanded the surveillance video after her 7-year-old son... She's holding it up to his mouth.
The boy, the stomach was slumped over. Fucking killing me. Oh, Jesus. Is that a hammerhead shark? What the fuck is wrong with that kid's eyes?
Whoa. Wait, hold on. His mom's kind of hot.
I would Monica nailed the impression.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to your child.
Hit her son. She says she has had positive interactions with that person in the past. Police are investigating, but the parent has not yet been arrested.
Oh, he didn't even follow through. That was weak. That was more of a tap. Like, hey, buddy.
Hold on. Here we go. We're going to look at it on the big screen. Oh, well. I think I just turned around. He's talking shit to him. That guy, motherfucker, he's better stay down.
One more time.
Hold on.
Is that the kid that just got shot?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
he don't play this. Hold on. Take it to the big screen.
We get a full page of food scams.
Wow, Monica.
Wow.
Boom.
Tell us
damn.
How you really feel.
I mean, that's a good.
You kind of got him.
Yeah, bitch.
He really. Look at the kid. Is like. Yeah. That poor. He really.
Look at him. He ain't mad.
Like, motherfucker.
Zone dancing.
I never got to go to college again.
Yeah.
I getting all the money.
They're in Washington, D.C. Obama going to give him a whole full freaking ride.
Okay. Well, that was. Yeah, he certainly punched him. Okay, well, get punching the kid.
Punching kids.
Punching back to music. Punching kids. That's pretty bad. Pretty bad. All right, Jeremy, what do you got this week?
All right, so I got Florida teen accused of killing grandma in fight over beer. A Florida teen is accused of killing his grandmother during an argument over beer. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office tells local news outlets the 18-year-old Dylan Broham. Was initially charged with aggravated battery, but a murder charge was added Thursday after 69-year-old Joyce Ann Corson died. So basically, he went to go take a shower, came out of the shower, she had hit his beer. He got pissed off, she wouldn't tell him where it was, so he murdered her.
Were they out of beer?
Was his name Broham?
His last name is Broham, yes.
What was it, the last beer?
Let's see.
Does it say what kind of beer?
Yeah. Because that makes a difference.
It does.
I get it if you.
And the grandma kind of did commit a crime first. Just saying.
petty theft, yeah.
Traz sticking up for the murder. Beer murder.
He wanted a shower beer. She doesn't have any of that.
This is how Deuce's freaking shit would go down.
It says the victim was able to tell police that during the argument, the suspect began punching holes in the wall near the kitchen of the residence. As the victim was coming down the hall near the kitchen, he pushed her to the ground. After she was on the ground, the suspect held her down and punched her in the face repeatedly with a close
fist. His grandma?
And began kicking her while she was on the ground.
Fucking A. Damn. Only in Florida.
Right?
Oh. So he went.
She died 8 days later. It doesn't say how much beer, what kind of beer. It was probably fucking Coors Light or something. He was like 18.
Coors Light? What? It's not a fucking bar mitzvah for them. Because they're probably drinking like Kirkland Light.
Yeah.
Like the generic shit.
Natty's Ice?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Natty's Ice. That makes my stomach hurt. Just.
Bush.
Oh, my God.
It was Bush.
And she died 8 days later.
8 days later.
From a
stroke? It was like not related.
It was an aneurysm from repeatedly being kicked in the face.
Jerry,
I fucking hate my grandma. She is a racist piece of shit. But I wouldn't kill her.
What about if she stole your beer first?
I don't even think I would. I could afford more beer.
Yeah, you get more beer. Wow.
I don't care.
Wow. That's rough. I gotta,
I go buy another case. I wouldn't kill somebody over a fucking... I don't care how good it is.
How drunk was he, do you think? How much crystal meth was in this?
Yeah, it's Florida, it's not, so it's beer don't do that. Yeah.
He was probably high
beer
on
doesn't
the spice.
Cause a problem.
So,
basalt.
Florida's where the basalts are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. He just got out of the shower.
Yeah, he's all...
Let's do this.
Yes.
Do this, Graham. Square off. Come on. What's up, bitch? Huh? Stick and move. Don't rope-a-dope me, motherfucker. What you got?
Oh, dear.
All right, Traz. What do you got for us this week?
This is actually local Washington woman. Super nice lady. She gave her kids heroin, three children, so they would pretty much go to sleep. She told them it was feel-good medicine or sleepy time medicine.
To be fair, those are accurate statements.
Those are accurate,
she's not
yeah.
lying.
Are they? I thought heroin makes you stay awake.
No.
It
makes
just
you pass out.
Pass
out,
meth
then,
makes you stay awake.
Then you wake up and
heroin,
puke.
Heroin, you just...
All right, so her crime wasn't lying. Her crime was giving drugs to a minor, I guess. but yeah, that's pretty horrible, right? Giving heroin. I mean, I think we can all agree that there's kind of like a tiered scale.
Yeah,
of
give
drugs.
Them coke, but don't give them heroin.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
well you want to calm them down, little, though. Coke would.
I mean, everybody true. Rubs a little Jack Daniels on their
and then
their
you
got to
pay the dental for them grinding their teeth.
Yeah,
like, there's a whole bunch of you don't want to do coke.
It, depending on the time, if they're young enough, they just gum it out. Yeah. You know, get a good freeze on and then just gum it. Maybe she's trying to get them to get rid of their baby teeth, so just grind them down.
Teething,
and
she's just trying to
numb
it up.
Makes sense.
That, it does.
Really, I think.
How
she's
old are the kids?
Trying to a good parenting technique.
Well, she's 24, so her kids can't be super
Her
old.
Kids are 18 and 16.
I've seen it.
She's 24.
But yeah, that's horrible, man. I mean, heroin's a horrible drug, and like to give it to your children, get them all addicted to the
junk.
Yeah,
don't waste it on the kids.
Yeah,
they
exactly,
won't appreciate that
like,
shit.
No, like she must be balling if she can just fucking give that shit away to her fucking
children.
Yeah, if
children. You're using well, that as your fucking Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
Her drug is alone time.
Melatonin's for pussy. Fucking come here.
It just says a lot about how bad your kids are if a heroin addict is like, fuck it, I'm giving my heroin to these kids.
Yeah.
That's how much I need to be away from
them. I don't care about detox. I would rather put up with detox than these fucking assholes.
All right.
All right, Deez. What you got for us?
What do you... Let's see. My story comes from... Are you watching YouTube videos over there?
Oh.
Snapchat.
It like turned on. I'm like, what is this?
People are sending her dick pics.
Yeah. That's the usual thing, but I have this new thing where when somebody sends me a dick pic, I send them a dick pic back.
Yeah.
Nice.
As like,
how many dick pics do you get?
Usually one a week.
Wow.
Pretty
solicited,
we'll have to talk
unsolicited.
About that after.
So now I snap the pic, and then so the next person that sends me one, they get the last dick pic from the dick pic.
Yeah. Just pay it forward of dicks.
Yeah, it's a pay it forward
that's,
dick pic
that's
thing.
That's a really good
and then
point.
And then like sometimes they get mad. They're like, "Why did you send me a dick pic?" I'm like, "Why did you send me a dick pic?" Like, you, that's
what
you get.
Who sends an unsolicited dick pic?
I honestly have gotten. I get them in. It's Snapchat's been the lately one. Where it's been fun to be able to use that, and then it's gone into this like dick pic war, and then they'll try and send me like female bodies back, and I'm like, it's not the same at all.
Well, I mean, that's pretty ingenious,
like,
though.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, I sent her a dick pic.
Yeah,
she
but I'm
sends
like,
me one.
But I'm like, okay, but I'm gonna keep sending you dicks.
Maybe it's diabolical. They're just like, well, then I have an excuse. I'd be like, she sent me the dicks. I didn't get all these dick pics. So it's like plausible deniability on how you get a collection of dick pics without.
I just think it's so. I just like to think of them like sending it to me and be like, oh my god, I wonder what her response is. And then they open it up and they're like, oh, it's another dick. Like, I just feel like
maybe
that's so
maybe
good.
Maybe everyone out there thinks Monica has a dick actually now.
But it's always different. I have a magical dick because it just changes to each.
Depending on who you ask. Oh, man, Monica's got a huge dick.
Giant black cock.
It's tiny.
Dude, if you guys want to spread the word.
Spread the word on your dick.
Yeah.
Okay. So my story comes out of Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. The headline is Man with... Hunting humans videos charged with killing colleague whose bones were found in his yard.
Oh.
Michael Horvath, again from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, he was found with a body buried behind his house, under 18 inches of dirt. They uncovered multiple bones. Lab tests showed they were a woman who had been disappeared sometime earlier. Nearly as chilling. Police found inside the house shackles, stun weapons, and numerous tapes and DVDs about murder, sexual deviance, and hunting humans. Had videos about hunting humans and things he had done. This guy had killed... they're still...
They just found a third body right before I got here, actually.
Did they? Okay. Yep. So they,
for real?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So this guy is a serial murderer.
He's on some Gary Busey fucking versus Ice-T shit. Like, yeah. Surviving like, the game. Yeah.
Like literally like wants to like hunt humans and has videos of it. This guy is, very, very, killed a lot of people.
Does he have like a specific MO? Who's he murdering?
I think they found a female body. The latest one that was just I noticed that was the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah. I think one of them was like a real estate agent. There wasn't like a pattern, I don't think. He just was kind of people he could get to, you know, I think.
Just hunt them down. Just
hunting down people. And can you imagine the terror? Like, you know, just letting you loose and being like.
Excited. Just, you think you're going to get commission for selling a house? It's like, nope, I'm being hunted now.
Now I'm being
hunted. So he really does make a like play for this where he's like, you are mine and now I'm going to release you and now I'm going to hunt you kind of thing?
And hunts them and videotapes those videos on all this stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Million hits on YouTube. Easy.
Yeah, he's
until you get arrested.
He's big on YouTube. Yeah, how'd they catch North Korea. I don't. How'd they catch him? I didn't read that far in the article. I think somebody just tipped off that there'd been some weird shit happening. He saw a woman. He called Maureen Grandma. I don't know. Someone called because the last woman he killed had talked to someone about. Right before she went missing and kind of told them where she was going, I guess, who she was meeting, it looks like.
So people always fuck up.
Yeah. You get sloppy. You think you're God. You do that thing that makes you feel like God, and then eventually you
No, you make sure you watch about, like, 5 seasons of CSI, and then you go murder somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you jerk off before so there's no cum. I know that. You don't want cum. Cum is how you always get found.
They find it everywhere.
Maybe that's how you would get found. Like, I know that's your MO.
Watch any CSI show. Well, seriously, I got a joke about
I'm
that.
Sorry,
actually.
Yeah. I wouldn't be caught up by my cum.
About how?
Out of your big black cock.
Well, that's not how I would be going down.
All right. Okay. So let's all vote. We've got man punches 7-year-old. We have Jeremy Ryan. You've got
grandchild kills grandma.
Beer needing man. Guy kills grandma. heroin. Mom gives kids heroin to put him to sleep. And fucking human hunting man in Pennsylvania. Now remember, you can vote. Get one vote. You can't vote for your own, Monica.
Like, who's the worst of them?
Yeah.
Give your kid heroin. Tell your grandma over beer.
Those are some good entries.
I know. Like,
this is pretty solid.
One
of these things are not like the other, though. I mean, like, minor assault, murder.
You guys are just so more intense than me.
I'll send you some next month. I'll help you out.
I know. You always win. I'm going to give it to this guy. You're always having the thing that makes
I won last time.
Yeah, but his guy threw a dog into the furnace.
That was bad.
That's pretty awesome.
Went home and was like...
hugging your dog.
I don't have a dog, but I really wanted one.
Yeah. You'll get one just to hug it.
I know.
I won't throw you in a furnace.
No.
All right, Jeremy.
I got to go with yours.
All right.
The body count.
Yeah.
And just the actual balls to go out. You know what? I'm going to start hunting humans.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
sport,
what
though.
Gets you to that point? That it's, you're like,
it's not grandma.
You know, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It takes a special kind of person.
It takes a really special kind of person.
Yeah, you gotta beat a kid enough.
Isn't there a movie about
There's
that?
A couple movies,
Surviving
but yeah,
the game
Surviving
is the best
Surviving
one.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Hunger
Rock
Games.
Rock in there, Ice-T, Gary Busey.
It's a great movie.
Gary
Busey
is fucking insane in that
shit.
Okay,
there's another movie, though, that I'm thinking
of. Are you thinking Hunger Games?
No,
there was it was that book.
Yeah, it's a book. It's actually not
Death Watch?
No. It was,
The Bible.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. This is bullshit. Where's my phone? I'm going to Google this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally about him...
The most dangerous game.
Okay. Traz?
Ooh, it's close between the serial killer and beating up your grandma and killing her that way, but I'm going to give it to beating up your grandma and killing her that way. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's more disrespectful, man.
Right.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty solid because it's like the part of it is the pettiness. Like, it's so petty and it's your grandma. This is indiscriminate killing people you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what that means, though? There's no possible way you can win.
So Jeremy wins. Doesn't matter. My vote is nullified. Jeremy reclaims the Hitler crown. He's got the haircut. Oh, yeah. He's got the haircut. And the,
this is not a fucking Hitler youth haircut.
Don't mind the clover tattooed on his neck either.
That's just for my time in prison.
All right.
Hey, I almost got a tear, bro.
So Jeremy.
You look good with that.
Jeremy I know. I feel like I could pull it off.
All right. So we will do it again next month with worst person in the news this month.
Spoiler alert, I win again.
Yeah.
I know. Why did you say that you won?
I did win last time.
I thought you won.
No, Jeremy won this time.
Oh, I thought you totally won last time.
No, well, you weren't here for the last one.
I kind of dropped
the ball, and I forget what my story was. Oh, it was the twin frames his brother for murder.
Oh, that was a good one, too, though. Yeah,
what was yours?
I don't remember. Yeah,
they weren't as good. Like, we were missing you, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's just saying that.
Yeah, I'm lying.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's see. We are going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with the news. We got a game to play. Jeremy, you going to stick around? You got to go.
I'm going to stick around. Perfect. I have nothing else to do.
Perfect. I love it. All right.
I feel like it could get interesting.
It's going to get interesting. Good. So, all right. We will be right back.